Aloha. Gee, I haven't communicated so much about myself in a long time. You will know me better than most of the people I see every day. As I said in the introduction to my word art portrait, I can't imagine continuing as a teacher without learning more about technology. Speaking to the choir here, I'm sure. Judging from what I've learned so far, there's a lot more to explore. I have been teaching at the secondary level for over 30 years. Although my background is in social studies, I strayed from the beaten path. I completed the DOE's T3 program a number of years ago with a group of Maui teachers. We learned about networking and went on to design networks and wire our schools for voice, video, and data. Around the same time, the DOE got a major federal grant for technology and started its e-school program. Eventually, I became one of the full-time e-school teachers, an overwhelming 24/7 career. No one really understood how much work it would be to design, upload, and teach a full line of 9th through 12th grade social studies, making sure it was standards-based when the standards were at a very tender stage. Because social studies is a required course, my load was usually over 100 students at any given time. Not good for the human. At the same time, we were using WebCT and went through several iterations of it, which meant revising our courses constantly. Do I sound like I'm complaining? Well, I'm not. Those were among the most exciting experiences I've had as a teacher. We got an inside look at the world of online learning and came out knowing how important this option was going to be for part of the DOE student population. When the money ran out, we returned to face-to-face classrooms. With the experiences and exposure to online teaching and the latest technologies, I continued to incorporate technology into the curriculum. My life had become easier. I've been out of the loop for the last couple of years, but my children led me back. After countless hours of yelling, asking them nicely to get off their MySpace, Facebooks, online chats, messaging, cell phones, etc., I have now become one of them. Oh my goodness. I ended up keeping my daughter's MySpace going so that her friends could continue to stay in touch with us and continue to remember and be inspired by her. In doing so, I learned about a culture about which I knew nothing. Visiting the pages of her friends, I sometimes felt uncomfortable about what I saw, even though I've learned to be non-judgmental in order to understand their perspective, which I wanted to do because these are the same minds I need to reach in my classroom. Anyone who has not glimpsed into that world has no idea who is sitting in your classroom. One amazing thing I learned was that my daughter's world extended far beyond the shores of Maui. Many of her online friends had never met her in person, yet told me stories about how she had changed their lives because of how she lived hers. As my younger son took off on MySpace, I realized that many of the students in my classes, as young as they are, were online every day, uploading videos, sharing stories, pictures, hopes, dreams, laughs, problems, encouragement, sharing their lives way beyond their physical neighborhoods. Each circle of friends shares a distinct value system, and it is easy to establish a circle that shares yours or get out of one that does not. So this is where we come in. Critical thinking, digital citizenship, these are not taught in MySpace. Cyberspace can enhance their lives or destroy them, and we can help them think about what they find and learn how to be safe. I'm taking this class online because it's the only way I can take a class and work full-time. There are many more reasons, and at the top of the list is the fact that gas is $4.67 a gallon on Maui today. I'm also taking this class because I love seeing the light bulbs go off in my students' heads. I love that technology can flatten the world for our students, and I love learning. Do you think you could teach me not to be long-winded? Thanks for taking the time. I welcome your feedback. Aloha no. This podcast was produced by Renee Adams for ETEC 442, Second Summer Session, 2008. Copyright is held by Renee Adams, 2008.